West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm April Call, and I'm here on the steps of Martin Hall, the home of the Reed College of Media here at WVU. And I'm with the dean, Marianne Reed. You're in the midst of a project called 100 Days in Appalachia.
We started this project at the beginning of the Trump presidency, the day after the inauguration. And our goal was to do what we called a pop-up publication, digital publication that our students could be involved in which we looked at issues that were impacting this region through the prism of the new administration, but also for an external audience, because our thought was there is so much negative coverage about West Virginia. There are so many people from the outside coming in trying to tell our story. Let's tell our story to an outside audience so that we can really explore the complexities of the region, the issues that we face, and the opportunities that are ahead of us.
Why do you feel that this project is so important?
It's an incredible learning experience for our students to be involved in a publication that has a national and international audience. But I think it's really important that we tell the story of our region at this particular time because the outside world is finally paying attention.
What have you learned as you've gone through the 100 Days in Appalachia project so far?
We've gotten a lot of incredible, great press in the national media about what we're doing, and we realized we struck a chord.
And the project is now expanding.
We received a grant from the Democracy Fund. We've also received a grant from the Benedum Foundation. So we anticipate that this 100 Days in Appalachia project will continue well into the next 18 months of the administration.
It's been a very busy semester here at the Reed College, and that's because you also have a digital media course that you've started to help people be better consumers of news, right?
We've heard a lot about fake news. And so we felt we had an obligation as a college of media, not just to prepare our students to be producers of media, but to be better consumers of media.
Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.